If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well. You can always listen to us on podcast on the special RadioMD app, whether on iPhone or Android. You can also look at the archives if you go to RadioMD.com. They've archived all the shows, I think, all the way back to 2001 when we started this. That's right. It's our 13th year anniversary, starting our 14th year in September, the last weekend in September. We'll be here live every weekend until then, but you can listen to all the replays. This is Dr. Mike, and we've got a top story with Bridget. But first, before we do the last of the top stories Bridget had, I want to do the Is Baby Aspirin a Day the New Apple? Well, it shouldn't be one baby. It should be two babies taken with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. If you look at it the way the FDA is, it helped prevent heart disease uniquely, the risk is greater for the side effects of aspirin than its ability to prevent heart disease. If you look at stroke separately, again, different. If you look at deep venous thrombosis, again, the risk is greater than the benefit. If you look at its ability to protect against diabetes, again, the risk is greater than the benefit. If you look at the risk, at the benefit of it in preventing colon cancer, again, the risk is more. If you look at the benefit of it preventing breast or prostate cancer, again, the benefit isn't as good as the risk. The risk is higher. But if you combine all those, the FDA doesn't do that. The FDA's advisory committees are, if you will, focused on diseases, so heart disease or cancer or stroke or colon cancer or breast cancer. They're different, or diabetes, different committees. So the risk is greater than the benefit. And each one of those differences, it's only when you pull them together. And so two baby aspirin with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards, most people, men over the age of 35, women over the age of 40, should be doing that, and I hope you and your doctor have considered that. And that's the story on Is Baby Aspirin a Day the New Apple a Day? Maybe it is. I think it is for a lot of people, just like six cups of coffee a day is for a lot of people, and I'm trying to drink my cups of coffee here when Bridget does the stories. So let's turn to Bridget and her last top story of the week. Bridget?
Well, can I talk about Food Day instead of my top story? Okay, so I wanted to talk about Food Day really quickly, which is a national nonprofit. They celebrate healthy and affordable and sustainable food, and Dr. Royzen and I are trying to continue to collaborate with people within the Cleveland area to promote Food Day celebration, which is October 24th every year. And it doesn't require any extra work, but just any local movements that you know of that are healthy events or promote healthy food in any way, or if you're interested in participating in the Cleveland Food Day, we're planning events right now. You can email me. My email address is titgembf@gmail.com.
And what's that again? T-I-T.
T-I-T-G-E-M-B-F. I know, it's kind of not the best email. @gmail.com. If you're interested in participating in a Cleveland or Akron Food Day celebration, because there's going to be a lot of exciting things coming up in October.
So we should now go back to a top story of the week, which is more physically active women have lower risk of atrial fibrillation and atrial flutter. Turns out that atrial fibrillation and flutter is an incredibly increasing disease. Almost 50% of the people over the age of 65 develop it sometime in their lifetime, which is really amazing, atrial fibrillation flutter. Well, guess what? If you're physically active and you decrease your obesity rate, you decrease it. And the incredible thing is just a little physical activity. So they looked at 81,000 postmenopausal women between the ages of 50 and 79, and just by doing 30 minutes of walking 6 days a week, or cycling leisurely, indoor or outdoor bike, for an hour twice a week decrease the risk of atrial fibrillation by 10%. So they look at it in met hours. Met hours, if you do, for example, when you're doing very vigorous activity, such as playing squash, you can get 16 mets per minute, or you get a met hour in about, 8 minutes, you get a met hour. So if you to get 6 met hours, which is what was needed for this study, 9 met hours was needed for the study, you'd only have to play squash half an hour. Or if you do something vigorous, it would be maybe an hour a week. Pretty small amounts of exercise. Or if you walk 10,000 steps a day, you get your 9 met hours in the first 3 days of the week. Well, anyway, that decreased irregular heartbeats in women. They didn't study men. I'll bet it does the same thing in men as well. My last top news story of the week is hospitalizations and deaths from heart disease and stroke drop dramatically. Do you know that deaths from stroke are, and even the strokes themselves, are down 70% since 1970, and that deaths are down more than 80%? And part of the thing is that message, brain loss, or time lost is brain lost. So get yourself to a stroke center as soon as possible. But it shows that the number of hospitalizations, and it's for all races and areas, dropped 38% for heart attacks, 84% for unstable chest pain, 30% for heart failure, and 33% for ischemic stroke in the last decade. So that's pretty remarkable, 30% drop in the need to be hospitalized. And the death rates from that, for the people who did get hospitalized, fell about 25%. So this is really amazing progress. It's probably because of people who are in that age doing things either a little healthier or the medications we have, the statins and other things. There'll be new medications, and there's some really remarkable ones that we're going to cover in the Top 10 Innovations Conference. There's an innovation conference that the Cleveland Clinic puts on every year in October. You're invited to it. There is a charge, obviously. But the Top 10 comes out in the stories on every, it's carried in almost every newspaper. The Wall Street Journal covers it first, but then it's carried in almost every newspaper the day it occurs on a Wednesday in October this year. And when it occurs, you will learn, and I will carry the Top 10 that weekend. I do the Top 10. I run the Top 10 group here at the Cleveland Clinic, and we'll do the Top 10, if you will, messages, and we'll tell you about them, but two dramatic heart disease drugs. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Please come back next week. We'll miss you if you don't. You can always email us questions at udocs@gmail.com. Thanks, Sona, for great interview.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD, internationally renowned physician, scientist, and women's health pioneer.
And Michelle King Robson,
nationally recognized women's health and wellness advocate and Empower.com founder and CEO. Listen live.
Listen live
every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production from boat to bottle. You can trust the quality of our products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural products retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.